A business and its organization. A business is an economic organization of people and goods that produces other goods and services to meet human needs. Every organization operates within an economic system, and depending on their purpose, there can be profit-oriented organizations, non-profit-oriented organizations. Profit-oriented organizations produce goods and services intended to be traded on the market with the aim to generate profit. Profit is generated when revenues from sales are greater than the costs of production, and this difference is such to provide adequate financial returns to the business partners. Profit-oriented organizations are also called businesses, undertakings, companies, enterprises. Non-profit organizations, instead, carry out their activity without aiming to make profit. Non-profit-oriented organizations are those operating in the public administration industry, associations that provide assistance and charity, like Amnesty International, Médecins Sans Frontières, Emergency, etc. Businesses are affected by the external environment they operate in, but at the same time, they can also affect it. For this reason, each business is an open system. Since the external environment keeps on evolving, to reach the goal of profitability, enterprises must decide which structure to adopt. Organizational structure is different for each business and is conditioned by many elements such as the size of the company, the goals pursued, the strategy chosen, the industry it belongs to, etc. In general, the organizational structure defines the most efficient way to set out the production processes. This implies the definition of roles, tasks, and level of responsibility of each subject operating within the organization itself. The organizational structure is displayed via the organizational chart, a graph that immediately shows the different activities carried out by their related business bodies and the corresponding hierarchical roles. The main organizational structures are flat structure, adopted by very small enterprises operating in not particularly complex markets, where the entrepreneur, top executive, coordinates the activity of all the employees. Functional structure, where multiple middle managers operate between the high-ranking executive at the top and the operational departments. These managers are in charge of different business functions, such as the marketing manager, the sales manager, production manager, administration manager, etc. Divisional structure, suitable for larger enterprises, where activities are divided depending on their specific divisions. Example given, product lines or customer segments. Each division is then divided into functional areas. For example, in a food business, there can be divisions like pasta, bakery products, biscuits, etc. Within each division, there are different functional areas like marketing, sales, production, personnel, logistics. Matrix structure, adopted by very large companies, combines divisional and functional elements. Vertically, there are divisions, related, for example, to product lines, and horizontally, there are functional area managers.